let's take 399, please.
Request of Christina Albo to address council regarding restorative justice in schools.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Christina Albo, and I'm the Director of Restorative Justice with Resolutions Northwest. I would like to request that I give my time today to a principal at a school with one of the schools we have worked with, Dan Kimbrough.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Dan Kimbrough, and I'm the principal of H.B. Lee Middle School in the Reynolds School District. It's a school that is very diverse. It's made up of students who speak over 30 different languages in their homes. And I came today to share the purpose of restorative justice in schools and a little bit of the benefit that we have seen for our students, staff, and community members. So I thank you for the support and wish to ask for that to be ongoing support. I became acquainted with restorative practices through Resolutions Northwest 2 years ago when I took a team of teachers to a 2-day training. And we've been working as a school to implement more restorative practices across the building, not just when students find themselves in trouble, but to provide a more inclusive and equitable environment in all of the classrooms. Some of the reasons for these initiatives are to reduce the number of out-of-school suspensions, to focus on repairing relationships in order to serve the educational needs of our students, to reduce the disparities between discipline or exclusionary outcomes based on a student's background, to build our capacity to prevent discipline issues in the school and in the classroom, and so that the skills and mindsets of our teachers and staff might develop in such a way that we can address the root causes of conflict and therefore minimize disciplinary incidents overall. Resolutions Northwest has been an important partner for us in this work. They have helped us to support individual teachers and students in implementing community circles in their classrooms, as well as through training and workshops for our entire staff. Beyond these school-wide strategies, we're also working with higher-level student management issues to provide reentry procedures for students who are excluded through either suspension or expulsion. And to inform our practice with a trauma lens, knowing the background and difficulties that some of our students have faced. It's a major shift, not just for our students and staff, but also for our community. I wanted to share an email that I received last night at 4:45 as I was kind of preparing these remarks. It says, "Hi, Mr. Kimbrough. So-and-so, our DHS caseworker, shared with me a letter you sent regarding this student's behavior success last week. I so appreciate your efforts regarding positive communication as well as all the team time, planning, and cooperation you have used to keep her in school and to support her teachers. The village approach is a powerful one for her on a day-to-day basis, but to me it seems it also gives her an enormous message that these faceless institutions that feel impersonal and hostile are not."
Thank you very much. A question, without obviously naming particulars or names, I assume you've seen situations where if you hadn't had this set of tools, you would have had to rely on the police bureau?
Absolutely.
That's one of the fundamental. Assistant
Correct.
Chief Day and some other folks from the bureau are here, so I guess that's from our standpoint trying to understand how school resource officers work with schools. My theory is, but I question for you is that working out in practice, that there are incidents and problems that would end up, even if it's a non-emergency call, having to bring in the police bureau, but Absolutely. You're able to resolve them in another way?
Absolutely, and we have brought in the police for incidents that required their notification, but then we were able to follow up and solve those problems without juvenile justice or additional community resources.
Yeah, that's great. That's good to hear that that's how it works in your school and others, so. Thank you.
Thank you
both. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for your time.